But I put, you have to know how to use iodine.
Yes.
Because I should have let it dry. Something happened that I didn't know to do.
Yes.
So I don't bother with mercurochrome, camphophonique.
Yes.
And but my favorite is old-fashioned. I ordered turpentine yesterday because it draws out the soreness overnight.
Hmm.
The doctors don't believe in that type of thing. I do. If I cut my hand, baby, I run and get that turpentine. And then I put one of these little things on it.
Mm-hmm. But it is something that is a slight bitter powder. It used to come in capsules and people think it's so cold.
Oh, that's quinine.
Okay. And if a person was shot and didn't recover, you'd say he
died.
Okay. Any nice ways of saying that? Nice ways?
Well, if he shot and didn't live, what am I going to say? He died from the effects of the...
Passed away and
left. Yeah, well, wait a minute. He expired.
Okay. And any crude way of saying that?
I think the only crude way is just, people don't use it. I use the same term that is used in the Bible. My people say he passed, but I say people passed my house, but if he passed away, he has ceased to be with us. They're supposed to say he passed away or he died.
Yeah. What about any really crude ways of saying that?
Well, only die or
pegged out or kicked the bucket.
Oh, he kicked the bucket. That is a crude way. Yes, I know what you mean. Yes, kick the bucket or, well, that is really a crude way of putting it. Because
okay.
Death is as natural as birth, and to die isn't.
Yeah. Okay, so he's been dead a week, and nobody's figured out yet where he died.
What he died of.
Okay. And the place where people are buried.
The place where people are buried?
Mm-hmm.
In the cemetery.
Okay.
All cemeteries aren't cemeteries, they're graveyards. I wonder about the distinction. If it's a huge burying plot, acres,
mm-hmm.
That would be a cemetery. But between here and Atlanta, I know you've gone through Adairsville.
Yes.
On the side of the road there is a very small, I would call that a little graveyard, because it's such a small place. It looks like a family plot.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, and the box that people are buried in?
The box is called a coffin or a casket.
What's the difference?
You put the casket in the box. You can put it in a vault.
Yes. Okay, they say here's an important man. Everybody turned out for his
funeral.
Okay. And people are dressed in that black, and you say
they are in mourning.
Okay. And someone meets you on the street.
Oh, well, I feel fair.
Okay.
Oh, I don't feel up to par.
Okay. And if someone's troubled, you might say, oh, it's going to be all right. Just don't
worry about it.
Okay. And the disease of the joints is called?
Arthritis.
Okay. Any old-fashioned one for that?
Old-fashioned rheumatism.
Okay.
And wait a minute now. The muscles, that's arthritis, the joints, neuritis, the muscles.
Yeah.
When you have the rheumatoid arthritis, which is incurable, rheumatoid arthritis, that's your legs, the legs swell, your knees are stiff, and it just goes all over you. Now that's rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay. This is a very severe source of